medium, ghetto, intelligent, her conversation, so won't you come hang with the gang? Relatable topics from coming up broke to the nonsense, they all come along with these dames. From trust funds to trapping, we cover it all in with laughter, so won't you come grab you a seat? From Oso Othello, you know that we medium, ghetto, and nothing can even compete. Yeah.
Welcome to the Medium Ghetto Podcast with your host, Jamar, and our co-host,
Britt.
And we are from the streets, not for the streets.
From the streets, not for the streets.
Whoop, whoop. And what are we going to talk about today?
We are going to talk about dating in the workplace. Have you ever dated in the workplace? And the pros and the cons, because there are cons of dating in the workplace. So yeah, let's kick it off. Wait, firstly, have you dated in a workplace?
Me? More than once. I've double, maybe triple dipped a couple times. I'm very guilty about it.
Not you very guilty.
I may have pooped where I ate a couple times, you know.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. Sometimes, I think I'm a free spirit too much. I just be going with the flow sometimes.
Do you want to tell your story today, sir?
Which one? That's bad.
Dang, who is the victim in out of this? Are they the victim or are you the victim?
I don't know. They just be like acting. They don't know, man. I might come off a little sweet sometimes, but I be like, hey, man, I have been here before.
Oh, Lord.
Which one, though? Which one should I talk know. About? Which... All right, so one of my favorite ones is this, right? All right. So this has happened more than once. So it's crazy when dating in a workplace and you're dating in the buildings with like over like at least 50 to maybe 200 people on a working staff on the floor in the warehouse, right? So most warehouse jobs have so many different workers in it. So people just assume that it's safe to date there because there's so many people, right?
Right.
But
a lot of flavors.
One thing I realize is this. One big problem you see at a workplace is that a lot of people, you know, commit like infidelity and they cheat on their partners with someone at their job.
Yeah, because they right there. That's where I'm at all day.
Yep. So it's crazy because you like
sneaky you don't link. Activate you get the an sneaky link vibes.
Entanglement, right?
Yeah, activate the sneaky link vibes right at work.
Yep.
It's easy.
Entanglements everywhere. Mm-hmm. Entanglement for you. Entanglement for you.
Everyone gets an entanglement.
Pretty much. But I didn't know. And, you know, she was real tight. Here's my thing.
When I you was in an entanglement?
Nah, kind of. I was getting asked to. But here's the thing, right? I was in an entanglement. I just didn't want to admit it, but I'm going to gracefully admit it. So I was in a little entanglement, man. You know, what's that guy named? August?
August, I've seen it. You was August?
That was August one day.
Oh, Lord.
Nah, not one day. It was a month.
Oh, look at August telling his story, y'all. I'm Angela Yee. Go ahead.
All right. So what had happened was, all right, so this happened twice, but it's bad. It's a bad joke. So the first time this happened was this. I'm at one of my jobs. It's not the one I'm currently at, but it was the last job. And it was a lady I hardly ever talked, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, getting to know the person when I had some free time in the lunchroom. She, you know, they sat next to me. They was like, yo, that's a dope, what was it, wallet. I had this nice big wallet, John.
Oh, she must have been older.
Yeah, she definitely was a little older, too.
Now she complimenting you on a wallet.
Yeah, it was. These older ladies are very clever.
Had to be an older lady.
Yo, they have the moves. Like, these older ladies could talk your drawers off. Right?
I ain't never give a damn about how a nigga wallet look. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Now, I was like, damn, man, she care about my wallet? I care about my wallet, too. So much time, man.
Oh, you liked your wallet?
Yeah, I like
it. It was
my
pretty
wallet.
Nice.
This is a nice wallet. So we get to know each other more after that, you know, ice little icebreaker. See, they got the little icebreaker. That's why you got to be careful who you let in, right? And then, fast forward down the way, like, she was like, yo, what's up? Let me get your number. You seem real cool. I was like,
nah, she was
maybe
forward.
She's just a friend. Maybe, right? I thought it wasn't going to go nowhere. And then what had happened was, you know, you get to talk more, and then she invites me out on a date. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll go. I don't know. I guess I'll just go with the
flow.
Oh,
you was not feeling my good older sis. You was not feeling the cougar vibes.
I'll be like.
What you mean you guess? I guess.
Well, I was trying to, you know, not Not, you know, child, poop where I eat at.
Entire stuff out there.
So, you know, we get to know each other over some time. And then I could say like a month or so in, the person kind of admits they have a husband.
Child, she sound like she had a husband.
At home.
Yeah.
Currently.
I believe her. Where she and at? It gets I to believe she's still married to this day.
We did some things. And then, you know, we text in. You know, you do a little dirty text in. And then eventually it gets to the point. Yeah, there you go. It gets to the point where...
Oh, I
want to
talk about that real quick.
All right.
Are you a good sexter?
Maybe. I'm a closet sexter.
I'm a terrible sexter. Okay. All right. That could be a topic for another day.
No one knows I do it. I secretly do. I don't even look like the type of that guy that does
You really don't look like the type to sext. I think exactly. People probably think I sext. And I don't. I am very horrible at it. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. Like, I don't know why. Like, it makes me shy or something. It just be like, ew, like, you're being a little too forward, sir. Like, I get real conservative. I be like, I don't know.
We be like, yo, I'm finna be over right there now, right?
No. So, no. Where you are. Take me out on a date or something and then let it go from there or something. I don't know. The sex can be making me uncomfortable. Like, I'd be feeling like a kid. I really be feeling childish. I'd be having childish thoughts.
You'd be like, I don't know about this. A little too forward with me.
Yeah, like it's getting real nasty. I don't like that.
Well, we did it and the husband found out.
The husband found out?
Exactly. So the husband found out about
it. Well, at least you're alive to tell the story.
Yeah.
The husband probably knew she was sleeping around.
Oh, you know what I mean? But what had happened was, but your husband found out, and pretty much he was like, well, I gotta block you for a little bit.
I gotta block you for a little bit.
I was cool with it. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the weird part when you date somebody at work, they see you again, they be like, why you acting weird? I'm like, ma'am, you blocked me.
Yeah, it get weird when y'all, like, when things fall out and then y'all gotta still be around each other. Like, y'all are forced to be around each other. I think that's the worst part. I've never experienced having to still work with somebody and we fell out.
It's the worst. It's a lot of emotion in it, a little hurt.
Yeah.
Well, for me at that moment, like, I didn't really know her that much. So, it wasn't like we were bonded together for... Truth or justice, whatever marriage people say.
Truth or justice?
I don't know. I think that's like a superhero movie.
That is not one of them. Justice ain't got nothing to do with it. I mean, it do a little bit, but not really.
A little bit, you know. They superheroes.
But that's very interesting. So my story actually is a little different because we actually ended up in like a real relationship. But I think I ended up out of a relationship out of competition.
What?
If that sound right.
It's weird.
So this is what happened. Back when I was working at Walmart, I could tell this story because it was over 10 years ago. So I was working at Walmart. And you know, of course, Walmart is the ghetto.
It was a Walmart,
so
John.
It was a Walmart at Eddystone.
It was a Walmart, John.
I was a Walmart, John.
That's crazy.
I was a Walmart, John. Like, let me just be clear. Like, I used to step in my blue and khaki. Don't do me. I used to step. So when I was working at Walmart or whatever, of course, you know, I was a teenager. And I was single at the time. And, you know, guys would naturally try to talk to... Like, people would just try to talk to each other naturally. You're at the workplace. People didn't care. It ain't no workplace etiquette. Like, I think people care maybe... No, people still don't care.
I don't think this generation really don't care, but the generation before actually cared.
We didn't care. We don't care either. Child, they mix and mingle, okay? So, anyway, people naturally were trying to, like, hook up with each other. So, it was this guy who was trying to talk to me for the longest time, but I never liked him. Never really looked his way or whatever. He was just a friend. Like, he just wasn't my type. So, I had gotten to it. Matter of fact, I'm lying. I was in a relationship. I did have a little boyfriend. But, long story short, I had gotten into a little situation with my ex, well, my boyfriend at the time. And when we had got into it, the guy that I worked with happened to see everything happening. So I was catching the bus. We were both catching the bus from Darby to Eddystone or whatever for work. So he was on a bus with me. He was like, you know, what happened or whatever. And I was like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, we broke up. So he comes, sit next to me. He put his arm around me. He was like, you know, it's okay. So I was just like, you trying to be a rebound? Like, because that's what I feel like you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I am.
You were trying to be that? You was that for?
He was, yes. I'm a very blunt person. Like, for anybody who don't know me personally, I'm very direct. I do not, you never have to guess
except
what I'm thinking.
Except for sexting.
Yeah, except for sexting. I'm not good at that. But one day, I'll be trying to get a little better at it, like when I'm really into somebody. But it's just not natural for me. I guess it was because I've been in relationships for a long period of time. So it's just like, I'm just not good at it. Because I lived with, you know, whoever I was with. So it was like, we didn't have the sex. And it's like, yeah. So anyway, I straight up asked him, I'm like, you trying to be a rebound? And he was like, I am. Like, he was very straightforward too. So we started hanging out a little bit more. But honestly, I was only hanging out with him out of comfort. I was not healed from that previous relationship. Like, I'm always going through something traumatic. But that was actually really the most traumatic breakup I ever went through. So it was like, I was dealing with a lot. And he was just there. And he was very comforting. So, you know, at the time, I wasn't wise enough to tell him, like, this ain't that. You know, I'm just going through something. Like, I need to heal. Like, he didn't care. He kind of just took the opportunity. And then we started to kind of, like each other.
That's what young guys do.
Yeah. So we kind of started to like each other, but, you know, nobody at the job knew, but we were hanging out a lot more. And at the time he had hair, so like I would braid his hair, blah, blah, blah.
So that's a cover up story.
That's
the cover up story.
That's the cover up. So, I mean, we were friends first. So it was this other girl that liked him or whatever. And it was crazy because it's a backstory with her too. So I used to talk to her boyfriend, but that's besides the point. So I kind of feel like she was like trying to get back at me. I don't even know if she really liked Bull. I feel like she was only talking to Bull because she found out that I was the girl that, anyway. So she started liking him, and I'm like, why ain't nobody was paying attention to Bull? Now all of a sudden, like, you ever heard it saying, like once you get somebody, like one of the cute girls or whatever the case may be, then all of a sudden, like, other females want you because people show that, like, you're being showed that you're wanted or whatever. Well, like, you're clearly desirable now.
I heard that before. And yeah, I think it's mainly because, like, you just clarified that that person was attractive. So when they were thinking, I don't know if they're attractive enough, you just said, you know what, they are attractive. And now they're like, they are.
So yeah, like I validated him.
You validated him. There it is.
I was so pissed because I'm like, ain't none of y'all bitches care nothing about Bull. Soon as I started talking to him, all these bitches come out the woodwork.
He's the bee's knees, or what they say.
I'm like, what the hell? So, mind you, he feeling like Bull. This is why you cannot, and I hate to say it like this, but you cannot be a man's first bad bitch. And I wasn't even a bad bitch then. I was very regular. But that's not the point. I was cute. So you can't be somebody's first cute girlfriend. Because Neil, he has started feeling himself. You ever see Tukin play that game?
No.
When Bobby Brown, okay, you gotta watch Tukin play that game.
I gotta watch it. Where is it?
Oh my God. So the premise of that movie and one of the scenes, Bobby Brown was in it, and Bobby Brown was like a bum or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he had got with like a really fine woman, and she basically like glowed him up. You know what I mean?
Helped him get his teeth.
Helped him get his teeth fixed. Damn. Had him dressing better. He had a jerry curl. She had got the jerry curl cut or whatever. And then he started feeling himself. Child, he seen him. He found a mirror one day. And after that, he just felt like he was Bull.
Damn.
So he just started cheating. But anyway, that's what I felt like happened to me. So he realized he was cute one day. Next thing I know, I come down certain aisles and I see him flirting with the bitches. I'm like, oh, now he about to act like me and him don't be talking on the low. Because mind you, ain't nobody know that we was talking.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part about work relationships, right? Because you can't show you actually talking
you
to
him. You can't show you actually talk because you don't want everybody in your business. So I never forget, me and her were cashiers. So we down at the end of the, you know how the cashiers be standing at the end waiting for like a customer to walk by so they could ring them up. So me and her both standing down at the end of our aisle. So he walked by, right? Mm-hmm. So me and him talking, and I think she went on break or something. So she come over to us and was like, hey, can you walk with me somewhere? To him. Mm. And he like, all right, Britt, I'll see you. And dip off with the babe. I was like, oh, no, you No.
How old was you?
I was 16.
Oh, yeah.
Or 17.
That's wild.
I was like, oh. Not him. Mind you, me and him wasn't together at the time. We were still just talking. So I'm like, no. But mind you, he owns some stuff like, I'm bull. And if you're not trying to claim me, it's other females here who want me. So long story short.
As he should, you know.
As he should. Because I was playing. I didn't want to really be with him. But then, see, that's how I said I ended up getting into a relationship out of competition. Because I'm like, no, fuck that. Or whatever. So I never forget the one girl. This was another girl that liked him or whatever. And she came up to me one day and she was like, hey, are you and such like together? And I was like, why? Like, because I'm like, she's just trying to be in my business. So I'm like, why? What's up?
That means she bought the ex.
So she straight up was like, well, you better claim him before somebody else do.
Mm.
She said that straight to my face, straight like that. And you know what, though? As much as I wanted to, like, knock her head off her shoulders, I was like, damn, I kind of got to respect that. Because she could have not said anything. She could have just been like, oh, y'all not together? All right, cool. And pursue, you know what I'm saying? But she was like, you better claim him before somebody else do.
Women do talk at work. That happened to me. Ooh. That's what they do before they about to holler at your man, the ancient man. That happened to my situation, shit, my entanglement. Child. The other girl was like, hey, yo. But the crazy thing is, right? We're going to go bounce back to you. The girl that asked the girl that was, having an affair on her husband was also living with another man.
Oh, Lord. It's always somebody else in the entanglement.
It was a quadruple
entanglement. It's always somebody on the back burner, like, in the entanglement that you ain't know, like a little whammy. But, so that's how I ended up in a relationship.
Damn.
When I really didn't have no business being in that relationship. It was just out of pure competition. And I won, I guess.
How did you end it?
I kicked him out. So we actually ended up being together for 5 years after that.
God damn.
Yeah. But we were kids and we were just having fun and was
so
innocent.
So you was with him to 21? Sorry to interrupt.
Well, excuse me. I was with him. When did we get together? 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah, because my 21st birthday, me and him went to Mexico. So when did we break up? We broke up when I was 22, so I'm lying. So I was about to be 22.
Because
it was the fifth year that we were going into the fifth year when we broke up. Or something like that. I don't know if I'm made this right. It was 5 years.
What made y'all leave each other? Y'all was the best Walmart couple in the
we
world.
We was. Oh, my God. I never forget where. Because you know Walmart got the little jewelry store. So after everybody knew we was a couple, everybody stayed in our business. Like, everybody wanted to know everything. They was like, oh, we rooting for y'all. And we was definitely, like, the Walmart couple. It was funny. And then one day, he brought me a promise ring from the Walmart jewelry counter. Oh, whatever. It was a nice ring. I ain't gonna lie. It was good quality, too, for Walmart.
Shout out to Walmart.
Yeah, he paid a couple $100, not too much.
Dang, that's a lot of money for a young man.
Yeah. And one thing I'll say is, boy, what by he child, he'll figure it out. He ain't had much money, but he'll figure it out. But, so he brought me a little promise ring or whatever, so that was super cute. He, like, did it, like, when he gave it to me in front of everybody. It was just really, really dramatic, but it was cute. We ended up breaking up because he didn't mature. Like, as we got into our early 20s, we had moved out together when we were 19. And as we started taking on more responsibility, having rent, I had ended up getting a car, having utilities, and having to, like, be full-fledged adults. He just did not grow with me. He didn't adapt. And he kept getting fired from his job.
Fired from Walmart?
Did he get fired from Walmart? No, he left Walmart to become a CNA. But once he became a CNA, he literally got fired from every job he had a CNA. And it's like, bro, you cannot be getting fired. And we got real bills now. Like, that's really inconsiderate, because once you get fired, anything that needs to be paid falls on me. So I just felt like it was just really, really inconsiderate, considering we are in a partnership at this point. Like, we are together. We are taking care of bills together. So with that being said, he wasn't really paying any bills. And then when I would come home, it's just like, you're home. I would come home. The house wouldn't be clean. The dishes wouldn't be done. And it's just like, I remember I came home one day and I was like, yo, why is the dishes not done? I don't feel like it. Mind you, I was working two jobs and I was going to school. How do you not feel? How can you fix your lips to possibly ever say that you don't feel like it?
I mean, you really didn't feel like it. that's a fair statement.
I wanted to fight immediately. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you cannot ever not feel like it when you're not the one working. So then it was like, oh, you're too dominant. You're not allowing me to be a man. Okay. So he gets a job or mm-hmm. whatever. He decides, oh, well, I don't want you paying the rent. Because how it was working was when he would work, he would give me the money and I would cut the checks. Because at this point, like when you're in a relationship, you just know who's more financially savvy. And that's fine. There's roles in a relationship. I was the more financially savvy one. So rightfully, I would go and pay the bills. You would give me your money and I would pay the bills. So he decided one day I was too dominant paying the bills. He wanted to be the one to pay the bills. Oh, okay, no. Fine. Child gave him the responsibility to pay the bills. He immediately didn't pay the bills. Wait, I got
you,
a letter.
How you immediately not do something?
He immediately did not pay the bills. Like, it wasn't no grace period or anything where he paid the bills for a couple months and then stopped. No, he immediately did not pay the bills.
Like, they just forget?
I don't know what happened. Child, because my whole thing is you want to be big dog, but then when it's time to prove whether or not you got what it take, you drop the ball. You're clearly not good at this. Let me handle it, okay? I'm the boss. Like, but that's what he was. So he got mad one time because he kept getting fired. So I told him, like, yo, I'm gonna claim you on my taxes because I'm supporting you. I'm taking care of more than 50% of your well-being. So therefore, I can claim you Damn. Now on my taxes. He ain't like that.
His mom was mad.
He ain't like that.
Damn.
He ain't like that.
Did y'all, like, share social security numbers and everything?
Yeah, I had everything. Damn. Social, date of birth, all that.
Damn, that's a lot for your age.
I'm the boss. Well, I was the boss. I don't want to be the boss anymore, child. I want to stand down. So, yeah. All in all, long story short, not to even drag it out, but I ended up getting a letter in the mail from our leasing office saying that they were very confused and concerned at why they haven't received 2 months of rent from us. And if they didn't receive a reasoning on why they haven't received rent, they were going to evict us. I was like, what? Mind you, because I was never late. Mm-hmm. I always paid. My rent was only $650.
Yo, I wish it was.
I was living in Prospect Park, right on Chester Pike, right across from the Wawa on 420, near 420. I was in a prime location only paying $650 a month for a one bedroom.
Can we get that again?
Child, I wanna call them and be like, please. Can you grandfather me? Can you grandfather me? And I was a good tenant. So whatever the case may be, they basically was like, this isn't like you. So we kind of want to know what's going on. And at that point, I told him to pack whatever he bought and get the fuck out. Damn. Respectfully. He took a bag of clothes.
I mean, what did he do with the money?
We don't know. We will never know.
Well, you know, it's crazy. He probably was like, yo, man, she used to be good at paying rent. Mm-hmm. She's probably on drugs. They probably thought you was crackhead or something. Child, they probably thought you was doing something crazy.
I don't know.
They probably like, how's she going to work? And she gone all day. You know, like, all right, first of all, you know you're not lazy. If you was lazy, you'd just be in the crib all day.
Mm-hmm.
But you not.
Nope.
So what you
I
doing
was busting
out there?
My ass. And not only was I working, I was going to school, too. I was in college. Damn. So it's just like, you got me chopped if you think you about to sit on your ass and live off of me. I didn't have no kids at that point. And I was like, you're my son. You're really my son. Like, I'm taking care of you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All in all, I ended up kicking him out because he almost got me evicted. And I came to the conclusion I could do bad all by myself. I do not need help. And he had to go. And womp, 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 Walmart love ended.
Walmart love is
the
done.
Walmart love ended. It fizzled out.
But it's crazy because, like, those relationships start all the time at work. I've never seen them go that far, you know. Very often,
people were surprised when they would see us. That's like amazing. after we both quit, people were surprised when they would see us together there. Like, oh my god, y'all still together?
But you know, you think you know why I think they work out is because when we work in a similar environment, you just start to realize you have a lot of similarities at that point.
Yeah,
because
you spend the majority of your time together.
Your same so education level, right?
Yeah.
Same education. Pretty much the same pay, and mm-hmm. you kind of understand each other. You know what I mean? You just start as friends. And mm-hmm. research says if you start as friends, you have a lasting romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But also, like, through your story, you got to know his character through his work ethic, which was pretty darn bad. Yeah, he wasn't shit. Right?
He ended up not being shit. Like, his work ethic was so poor. And honestly, I can't even say, like, he was terrible. He was just a kid not knowing his way. But it was like, I was more mature. And I didn't have time. The whole thing is, we living on our own. We're not with our parents. Mm-hmm. So I don't have time for you to be trying to figure out. We got to pay these bills. That is very much common sense to me. You work, you pay the bills. Like, simple as that. So that's what I didn't understand about why. I didn't understand what he didn't understand. Like, we have bills now.
I think sometimes, especially with guys, we see so far in the future planning, we don't worry about now. And then I think, like, sometimes, like, ladies, they worry about now Hell and not yeah. too much about the future. I think it's more of a balancing act, though. Like, you got to be like, all right, if you know you like this, you got to have, you know, like, you got to, like, balance your weakness with your strengths.
Yeah.
And, like, also, like, as a guy, you didn't feel like doing the dishes. But at the same time, you know, you're actually helping out more with the bills and, you know, security of where you live at.
Right.
And, you know, like, you got to have that emotional intelligence to.
He ain't had he ain't had an emotional order intelligence.
Damn.
Child, it's like, how can you even be a man? How can you sit up here and say, I'm too dominant and you want to, you know, do your role as a man, but you could sit here and know that I'm busting my ass all day and you wouldn't even make sure that I came home to a clean house?
Well, guess what? I don't know, man. It was a lot of red flags in that story you told me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun while I lasted, though. I'm glad it ended, but it was fun while I lasted. But yeah, he wasn't supposed to make it into the, you know, he wasn't supposed to make it wherever I am now. He wasn't supposed to make it this far. So, you know, good riddance. I wish him the best. I hope he's somewhere in life doing well. Or whatever. I used to not wish him the best, but that ain't right.
That's so mean.
Yeah, you know. I'm not going to get my blessings thinking like that.
Have you ever, like, have you ever seen someone at work get rejected by another coworker?
Ooh.
And they're like you seen the effects of it before?
Let me see. Have I ever seen anybody get rejected? I feel like, yeah, I definitely have. Specifically, it's always a man trying to talk to a female that don't care nothing about him. Honestly, with men... They don't care. They just move on to the next. They just find their next victim. Like,
I mean,
it don't even be that deep for them. They just be like, all right, she don't want me. They'll try for a minute or whatever. And then if the girl keep rejecting them, they just go find another victim.
I mean, it's kind of true. Like, I guess as a guy, we don't do a lot of, like, ladies, you have to filter with your options because the options are coming at you.
Right.
As guys, we're kind of looking at it as, like, a salesman thing. We got the law of average. I talked to 10 girls. I might, at first, if I'm not good at my dating job, I guess you can call it, like I might get 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
But one day, when I'm a Mac, I might get 8 out of 10.
Yeah, if you got game.
If I get game, I might get 10 out of 10. I might be shooting with my eyes closed still, making them if I'm good enough.
Child, I don't know. People be 0 for 3, 0 for 5.
0 for 5. I'll be seeing, I just like, you don't see it.
Yeah. No, I personally, I'm not bringing sand to the beach. I done did that. I've been there. I'm cool. Like, I don't care who looks my way at work. I'm good. We could be friends. I just feel like I had a lot of bad experiences. So I had another experience. I was single or whatever. And it was a guy. He actually didn't sit too far away from me. And he used to just, like, say hi, whatever the case may be. Never really knew that he was, like, interested in me. And then one day, I guess he just decided to get the balls. And he decided to ask me out. So I'm like, he cute. I'm cool. Like, I'll go. Or whatever. Child. So, mind you, it was my cousin's birthday. So we didn't have, like, an official date. It was more like he was going to come out and hang. So I'm thinking, like, you know, it's my cousin and her friends. So, you know, you could come bring some of your friends. And then we could kind of just hang out or whatever.
Be friends and have fun.
Yeah. So on the way, like, we're getting ready to go out or whatever. He's texting me like, oh, you know, instead of meeting you at the place, like, can I just come over? Like, can I come over to the house? Can I come over and meet you at your place? And I'm like, no, like, you can meet me at the restaurant. Like, I'm just very confused because I'm sorry. I'm really not that type of female. you're not coming to my house. Like, especially if I don't know you. Like, we need to get to know each other. Like, and this was before I even had a child. This is just in real time. No. You're not coming. I don't know you, sir. Like, yes, I know you from work, but...
Serial killer vibes.
It was, yeah, it was just... You know what it was that turned me off? I feel like I pride myself on having very, very good intuition. Like, I think I'm a really good judge of character. And the urgency he had in his text messages, it was like, no. No, you cannot come over here. Because why are you pressing me to come to my apartment? Like, oh, no, you. We don't have to wait. Like, we could. I don't have to... I don't want to wait or whatever to get to the rest of... Like, let me meet you at your place. No. No. Absolutely not. Because why are you pressing me? So... We get to the restaurant, me, my cousin, and her friends. So he calls me. He like, I'm on my way. So I'm like, all right, cool. So he gets there and he texts me. He said, hey, I'm outside. They not letting me in. Mind you, I seen him earlier that day at work. Now, he was at work. He had on like a shirt, like with the logo of the company, like the company t-shirt, like a real regular t-shirt with the company logo. And then he had on like a pair of like... army fatigue pants, and then he had on like some like New Balances or something, like really, really casual, extremely casual. But we're at a really, really nice restaurant, and I sent him the restaurant, and I told him it was my cousin's birthday, so you knew we were all getting dressed. So he like, yeah, they not letting me in because I got sneakers on. So I come outside to come see what's going on. Child, he got the same thing he wore to work. Like, he had on the same leg that he wore to work, and you're confused? So, whole time, I get outside, and he is drunk. Like, unrecognizable drunk. Like, he's slurring his words and everything. So, I'm outside looking at him, and he like, yeah, I don't know why they won't let me in. And I'm like, oh, hell no. So, we were standing on a sidewalk, and it was like people trying to get by. So the bouncer at in front of the restaurant, he was like, hey, can y'all like move to the side or whatever? And he was like, who you talking to? I make more money than you. I could buy you.
Oh my God.
To the security. And I'm like, mind you, the security ain't paying him no mind because the security already deemed him a drunk asshole. So I'm like, why is he so angry? And it was just the biggest turn off. So I'm just sitting here looking at him like...
I'm surprised you didn't like kick him off the street yourself.
No, because all we did was go back into the restaurant.
Damn.
So he gonna talk about some, yeah, you know, I'm about to go around a corner to somewhere else. He was like, you know, you should come with me. I'm like, it's my cousin's birthday. I'm not leaving. Like, the plan was for you and your friends to come meet us here. Now, I don't know why you don't have friends and where they are and why you have on this lay that you were at work and you've been wearing all day. Like, you ain't even washed your ass. So, I'm not going anywhere. Like, he wanted me to leave my cousin at dinner and go wherever he was allowed to get in because he had on this super casual.
You give me serial killer vibes.
Child, very much so. So I respectfully declined. He blew my phone up the entire night. Then the next day, oh, I'm so sorry. I really apologize. Let me, like, give me a second chance. That work. Yeah, let me take you out. I'll take you wherever you want to go. Da-da-da. So I was like, no, I'm good. It was so awkward at work. Oh my God. I tried to avoid him so bad. And then I switched departments.
Damn.
Why he come to the department, child? I'm like, what the fuck? So he messaged me and he was just like, hey, Britt, like, I got an interview for your department. I just wanted to pick your brain about the interview, like what they may ask me. And I ignored him. But I didn't think I was going to see him. Child, I seen him and it was just, because mind you, he didn't care that it was awkward. He kept talking to me. Like, he seen me, knew like how everything went and still came up to me. He was like, hey, you know that I do not want to talk to you. Child, let me tell you how funny God is. So I get this new job just a couple months ago. You know, I just started working at a new job. Why he worked there? Why I run into him at the cafeteria? Now, God, mind you, he looks very much better. Like, I'm not gonna lie. He looks like he hasn't had a drink in a long time. Like, he looked very much more sober and, like, sane. But it was so awkward. And I just tried to just pretend. Because I'm like, I cannot get rid of Bull.
Like, was he like, what age were y'all? Like, what was so it going when, through a phase with his drunkenness?
Yeah, when that happened, I was about 23. I was about like 22, 23. It had to be 23 because I broke up with the guy around 22. So I was about 23. I don't know how old he is. I don't know because we never got that far. Literally, we was talking for like 2 days and he showed his ass and then I ignored him. So I don't even know how old he is. But it was so funny that he works at the same job I work at now and I ran into him again. But we was cool. This time it was cool. I was like, the past is the past. That happened forever ago. But moral to the story is like, when you reject somebody and then y'all gotta see each other, awkwardness of that. And then you have to be professional in your workplace. You know, depending on where you work at. Like, in both instances, I was in professional settings. Like, I'm in headquarters. So it's like I still have to move professionally, even though I can't stand this person. I think he a weirdo, but
yeah, what, you gotta do now, projects with him, right?
Yeah, when I seen him just recently, he was really, really polite. He was nice. He didn't try anything, so he might have, you know, a little situation going on, or he just know I ain't there. And yeah, it was cool. It was actually cool because a lot of time has passed.
Thank God. You know, men grow up. We just take a little longer.
Yeah, he came off very much more mature when we ran into each other at work. So that made me happy for him because he was a mess.
I think that sometimes, like, relationships, when we're not humble, we need to be humbled, and we need to some time to, you know, assess where we are.
Yeah.
So if we have like someone or something that says no and we're not there yet, and like a placeholder to say, yo, this is where I'm at, and now I know where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your rejection actually could save someone's life here. Just saying.
This is true. I rejected the hell out of him. I was like, uh-uh.
My thing is,
you got the wrong one.
In the nonchalant world of Jamar, I honestly, like, somebody be like, well, we can't talk no more or something like that. I'd be like, all
right,
cool.
Right.
And they'd be upset.
They want you to be mad. Say,
okay. To me.
Like, yes, I did. Honestly, I feel like we just in this world to experience people. Like, nobody belongs to us. If you really meet somebody who, like, you really mesh with and you decide that y'all want to be in a relationship, okay, cool. But the minute y'all don't work and y'all decide to go your separate ways or however it goes, it's like, I get it. People feel like they invested time and this, that, and the third. But it's just like, nobody belongs to us. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. Because I just feel like if you to the point where you don't want to be with me no more, go. Go. Because you're not about to tell me twice you don't want to be with me. Go. And don't come back. Because I don't spend a block. I don't spend a block for nobody.
You know what? I feel that. And like, I really, they'd be like, my favorite part would be like, oh, if it works out, it's going to work out. And I just be like, yo, that's the stupidest thing you could ever tell me because I'm not going to be back.
Yeah, I'm not coming
back. I'm going to be on to the next. I'm going to be like,
yeah,
we're going to be at a different level
now. Dog, I'm Lori Harvey out this drone. Like, y'all got me fucked up.
You know what I mean? Poor, you know, they scraping her name on the dirt.
Yo, but she's just why dating. Are they treating babe like that? Like, this is her workplace.
Yeah,
this is her workplace. Like, she runs in them same circles as all of them. And honestly, she's just dating. Like, why is it like they're, oh, it's too close to home and da da da. So what? Men do it every day. Y'all on Dog Future. Y'all ain't saying nothing about Nick. And he having 18 million kids. He created all these broken homes. Y'all don't say nothing about Diddy. Y'all ain't saying nothing about none of these men. Drake, Chris Brown. Like, come on. Like, it's all these men. French Montana.
You know why? Because they base men on this fact.
Shit.
Can they afford it?
Shit.
They couldn't afford it. Guess what?
Well, and they all of those men can afford Lori. Okay? I'm not mad at my good sis. She out here dating with class. You know, she ain't out here with no OnlyFans. She ain't, you know, shaking her titties around. Like, every time you see her, she looks like a very nice, respectable woman. She just dating. Like, yeah, okay, well, and somebody don't meet up to her standards, she move on to the next. Ain't that what everybody do? How many people do? Listen, how many people do we know in life where it's like every time you see them, they with a new bull or a new female?
That's true.
I'll be
like, yo, what happened to such and such? Oh yeah, I forgot about her. What happened to bull?
Child.
We just was friends now. I was like, oh, okay.
But now Lori the villain. Come on now. Everybody who think Lori is the villain, y'all can go to hell. And I mean it. I mean it.
I mean, at the same time, though, with Lori, she just being herself. It's just, I got a good feeling that she's telling these people, well, we're just dating. As long as, like, the expectation's not there. But some men probably don't get mad at it. But when you assume...
You can't, because it's the truth. Like, if y'all are dating and it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
That's true.
So, because it doesn't work out, I'm supposed to not be with anybody else just because I'm in a social... Excuse me, I'm in the public spotlight. I'm not supposed to be with anybody else. Like, it's like she damned if she do, she damned if she don't. Because y'all want to know who she dating. Like, let's be clear. People want to know. But it's like when y'all find out, y'all mad. Oh, whorey Harvey and da-da-da-da-da. Like, bro, what is she doing that's a whore? She's messing with one man at a time. Like, y'all act like she messing with multiple people at once. No, she's dating people. They look very great together. They look very much like they're in a loving relationship. And then they don't work out. And then she go date somebody else. What is wrong with that?
That's true.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I think it's just like a whole... Like, if you're insecure, it's going to hurt you.
And I think that's what it is. It showed the true colors of a lot of insecure men. Because I'm sorry, if one nigga don't work, go get another nigga. If that nigga don't work, go get another nigga.
That's how a lot of us treat it. Like, I want some real stuff. Like, when you first start dating as a guy, you know, you get your first little heartbreak. You was like, oh, I can't live another day. And after the first, second one, you like, I guess I'll call the other John real quick. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll text her more frequently. You know what I mean?
It'd be like that. Everybody does it. So it's like, why are you looking at Lori like, oh, it's crazy? Like, dog, dudes do it every day. Dudes be having a roster. Talking to 1,800
females. I don't know how they do it, to be honest. That's a lot of energy.
It is a lot of energy.
I'm like, that's a whole job.
Yeah, it's a full-time job. I really don't know how people maintain rosters.
But, like, you know.
You got to have a lot of free time and a lot of money.
Even with the job thing, like, you know, she's real lucky she ain't, like, at a traditional workplace, because end of the day, like, guys get so mad at the job. I've seen it so many times.
You don't think, what's her name?
I got to tell you another crazy story. This is the life of Jamar. This is why.
Let me hear it. Welcome to the life of Jamar. We need some music.
So
for
I gotta
you.
Watch. I gotta watch. I gotta watch a lot of videos. So one time, right, we at the So we are like at. So this is what happened on. This is what we found out on a status, right? One guy is dating the one girl. The one girl at the job gets pregnant, not by him, by someone else at the job.
Lord,
tells them.
Not they bringing the kids and getting the kids involved.
Then. Guy is on something and says, yo, if you don't get an abortion, I'll kill you, him, and the baby.
Why people gotta die?
Yeah, people had to die that day.
Oh,
my God. And tell you what, that's not the other thing I've seen. I've seen someone have a whole
affair. But did she
get
the abortion? Hold on.
I don't know what happened. They just stopped coming back to work.
Oh, okay.
But, like, the next part was, like, next one was one dude. He was a young man dating an older woman around my age. This young man was only 22. And, you know, he was, like, taking her to a hotel, smashing her. But guess what? She had a whole man and a kid at home.
Ooh.
And, you know, like, if you work overnight, they think you're just working overnight. You're not getting smashed.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole time, they leaving early for work.
Ooh.
And when they start arguing and feelings got more and more and more involved, what had happened was she told the people in there, the human resource people, that he was sexually harassing
her. Oh, Lord. Not
got my
lied.
Man fired. She but lucky him. He's a young man who lived with his parents. Because if it was a grown man lost his job, that'd be something else.
She going to hell, though. Yep. Like, expeditiously. Because why would you do that? Why would you lie? Like, I don't care how... Like, me personally, I don't care how mad I am. I'm not going to... I don't know. I'm not going to create an allegation that's not true. I might start telling the truth. I might start telling the truth on what I typically wouldn't have spoken on, or like things that I kept to myself about you. I might start telling the truth, but I ain't going to lie.
I feel bad because she was trying to talk to almost everyone in that joint without... With like,
oh, she was a hoe.
Yeah, she was in there. You know what I mean? She was, honestly, I think she was just hurt. She was mad at her person she had at home.
She would have talked to anybody.
Yeah, at that point, everybody was rebound. You will rebound. You will rebound. You will rebound. Lord. And, like, it got to a point where, like, I guess after they were dating for, like, 6 months, secretly, or together for 6 months, you know, just going out, she probably got bored. That's what happens to a lot of relationships at job. You get bored, because guess what we gonna do when we get home? Talk about work.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I think it just depends on what type of person you are. Like, if you're an exciting person, you're going to be able to keep things going and keep things spicy.
But if you want to go to work, you know what I mean? People just go to work. You are an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
And you're a full-time worker.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of collaborations. Shoot, right now you're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And what you probably have a meeting tomorrow afterwards
right.
about something else. And I'm probably going to text you about the next episode of the podcast.
I'm going to D.C. this weekend, child. I'll be moving around like a Beyonce.
Damn, where you going to D.C. at?
So it's my cousin's birthday. You met Lena, right?
I feel like it's always her birthday.
Not it's always her birthday.
No, I feel like you're always going out. That's why.
It's definitely always somebody's birthday, and I am always outside. I like being outside. I want to be outside because I love being outside. I just like mixing and mingling. Because honestly, I just feel like life is meant to be enjoyed. Like, I'm not going to really live if I sit in the house all day. Now, don't get me wrong. I like my moments. I like my alone time, too. But for the most part, yeah, I like to be outside. Yes. I like to experience life in real time.
That's good.
So, yeah, we're going to be going to D.C. from Friday to Sunday for her birthday. We got an Airbnb. It's 10 of us going. So it's going to be really nice.
That sounds nice. To it.
Yeah. So after I actually leave here, go get this hair together. And yeah.
See, you're not boring though.
I am not boring. I'm actually too exciting.
So we'll see what happens.
Sometimes I be needing to stand deal because I be lit.
That's too much.
I'm lit.
That's a
like
lot.
A relationship with me is very lit. Like, I'm very spicy. I like to get up and go. I'm spontaneous.
So how would you deal with a guy just coming home and be like, we just folded boxes today at work. It was all right. And they do this every day. You have nothing new to talk about. They just go to work, play 2K, and then go to sleep, talk with you.
They not going to go to work and play 2K. You can't be my man and not want to go outside. Like, if you my man, you're not about to just go to work, come home, play 2K, and go to bed. No, you are going to date me. It's not negotiable. Like, if you're going to be in a relationship with me, you have to date me. That's something I had to learn about myself. But I just feel like I like relationships that have a spark. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a very passionate person. So I feel like, you know, why wouldn't you want to date me? Like,
that's
what keeps the relationship going. Like, that's
true.
What gives you all new stuff to talk about.
You got to start discovering each other more and more because you got to keep it fresh.
You got to keep it fresh.
What counts as a spark? Because I'm starting to have, like, two perspective of sparks. Like, some sparks I got sooner, but some sparks I got later.
I mean, I feel like I don't feel like it's a time frame for sparks. I feel like sparks can happen later. I don't know. Me personally, I like more initial chemistry than anything. Like, if I like you immediately, like, yeah, it's going to be less than. But I don't know, because I've been in situations where I like them later on, too. I don't know. The spark just got to happen. At some point in time, I got to realize, like, damn, I fuck with you. For real. Like, romantically. Like, at some point, I got feel it. But if I don't feel it, I can't say what would make me feel that way, but something got to give.
I feel you.
Yeah, if I don't feel the spark, it ain't happening, Captain. Ain't happening. I can't. I don't know. I'm too fiery. I'm too spontaneous, like... And you gotta keep up with me, cause I'm a move. And the worst part about me is if you're not on point with it, I'll leave you. I straight up leave you behind. I don't care.
I feel like I lose interest quick. Like, I don't got like a time frame on it, and quick might be like month or three or four. It depends on reciprocation. If you don't reciprocate at this point in my life, like one time I remember. Like, someone was like, yeah, when you gonna buy me lunch? Oh, when you gonna buy me lunch? I was like, well, excuse me, I don't even know you like that.
Buy me lunch.
Like, I don't know you like that, first of all. So, I don't buy anybody lunch.
In your workplace?
Yeah. And I don't buy anybody lunch. And I'm like, yo, you gotta, like, it was just to a point where she was like, well, I'll buy you lunch if you buy me lunch.
I was like, girl, go to hell. Because,
it's crazy.
First of all, how you about to tell me what to do with my money?
Yeah, like.
Absolutely not.
I think people be trying to, like, just get over when people are like, yo, come on.
Ma'am, you're not getting any lunch. You either gonna pack that shit or you gonna pay for it yourself today, okay? Sorry, not sorry whatsoever. But, yeah, back to the workplace. We talked about the cons. Let's talk about the pros.
Well, again, you get to know the character, so you get to see what you're working with at home. Because most of the time, if they're a good worker at work, they might be good at work. Because I actually believe that excellence transfers. Like, all right, that's kind of how I am, too. I'm like, all right, I'm going to work hard on this.
Right.
But I'm also very attentive when dating. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a very good gift giver. I'd be like, all right, what they be doing?
Right.
And I'll send you some stuff. Or, like, I'm like, all right, what they like to eat? I study the person. Yeah. I also study my job. I study my crafts. I do everything, like, I'm very practical, analytical with the relationship. Like, yo, what's going on with this? And, like, if it looks like it's going to go on longer, I'll even, like, book things months ahead. And, like, I remember one, like, a bunch of times, what character, you know, just translation, what character, I would even, like, send flowers.
What you mean you would even, like...
Send flowers.
That's something that you should be doing.
Like, at their job.
Yeah. That's very romantic. Most guys, yeah, that's something guys that gonna you do it. Should already be doing. Like...
That must be a must.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. I guess it depends on the female, because not every female like flowers. But I just feel like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit too, like, maybe I'm asking for a lot, but I just feel like a man should find out if that's something that a girl likes, because that's something very easy and typically, like, inexpensive that you could do for a woman to make her feel good. Like, you can even, child, it do not cost a lot to get a little bouquet of flowers or something, but, yeah. I don't know. I think it all depends on the type of job that you're doing to really see if you can actually get, like, figure out somebody's character from working with them. Like, it depends on what type of job y'all do.
That is so true. Like, if you're just doing regular, I guess, retail.
Yeah. It's probably like, what a if lot you work harder. At Burger King? Like, I don't know nothing about you from flipping burgers and taking orders.
Yo, you'd be like, yo, come and dropping on, fries. Man, I really love how you flip them burgers.
Facts. You salt the fries ever so perfectly. The way I just you know grease you'd be up great that to grill, me.
You can grease me up. There you go.
You can grease me up. Shut up. Yo. Nah, see, yeah.
Just don't make me salty like the fries.
Don't make me salty like the fries. Shut up. But
I'm not trying to be cheesy like that burger.
You feel me?
You got it. That's all you gotta do. You gotta be a little corny.
Yeah.
That's corny be funny. I'd be like, yo, that's. You know what's funny? Right? I think I like when a girl can actually make me laugh. So I won't lie. I think, like, some guys, most girls don't make us laugh. So we actually laugh from y'all. We actually like y'all.
Humor is a love language. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I respect the love languages that are out there. But humor is a love language. Like, if you can't make me laugh, good day.
I think that's how it happens at work. I'll be seeing the random strangers laughing. Next moment, they kissing.
Oh.
They leaving with each other. They asking, hey, when you going on break?
Not they leaving with each other.
They getting mad you didn't go on break with them.
Fix.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God. Have you had a work wife?
What?
Have you had a work wife?
Man, I don't want to talk about that much.
You had a work wife?
At this point in my life.
I think that's a real question. Like, a work wife or a work husband?
Well, it's kind of like, I guess. I'll be having, like...
I had a work husband.
I'd be kind of be having, like, work... Not work flings. But they'd be like, well, they'd be, like, wanting to chill at, like, lunch. Because I really,
no,
like...
No, I'm saying, do you know what the definition, like, a work husband or a work wife? It's like, y'all real, like, cool or whatever at work. It's not anything, like, really romantic.
Thank God.
But it's kind of like a play. It's kind of like a play thing or whatever. Like, they may have, like, a real wife at home. Or, like, she has a boyfriend or whatever the case may be. Or a husband. Mm-hmm. But it's like when y'all at work, you know, y'all cool. Y'all really close or whatever. I had a work husband or whatever. It was really... But we were just super, super cool. Like, mm-hmm. We were just really cool. We was really friends. It wasn't nothing, like, romantic. Like, we ain't flirt or nothing like that. It was just a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, an ongoing joke or whatever the case may be. But, yeah,
work wives and work husbands. Because
I wonder if it, like, a work wife or a work husband can really turn into like a relationship.
It can't. Oh, it could actually, but like you gotta let it.
Because like how the work husband and
work, it's kind of like a respect thing too. Like, y'all both respect each other. You're not just like flirting. Like y'all cool. Like y'all got like some kind of friendship basis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think y'all that's how affairs happen from work husbands and work wives.
I think it is too. Like honestly, like the guys at one of my jobs is just lazy. And, like, I don't even relate with some of the females because they be working hard. They be doing what they have to do. They be getting their promotions in and everything. They be just really just going hard and doing what they have to do. The guys be like, I don't feel like doing this. And it's just the point where also, like, let's say you're middle management or your leadership at your job. That's attractive, apparently. And people just be, like, clanging to you because you cool and you upper management. Yeah. I mean, I'm in human resources. I'm cool with all the ladies.
Because they feel like, hey, you know, if they got a problem, you won't handle it for them.
Yep. They hope.
Yeah, that's their hope. You know what I mean? It's not even necessarily that you can handle it. That's just their hope. They feel like they got a connection. They got somebody in the upper room.
Exactly.
I mean? So they handle what they need to handle. But all in all, I personally wouldn't date within the workplace. I just think it's too messy.
I think it's a dumpster fire ready to happen.
Yeah. And it's not worth it.
I think it's more like, the crazy thing is, I really think it has grown to be more acceptable now. And
I feel like it's always been acceptable because that's where you spend majority of your time.
And that kind of made me think, like, okay, maybe have like a reflection. Like, yo, we gotta do something better about our lives than being at work all the time. We need to.
Yeah.
If we're gonna be like this. Because
you spend majority of your time at work, so that's how you get to know, like, you get to know people.
We need to be that way with our real spouses.
Yeah. And then you end up growing to like people that, like, you probably wouldn't even have liked had you not been at this job. But you spending majority of your time with them, so, you know.
Yeah, like, let's say you got 9 to 5, right? What is that? 8 hours?
Mm-hmm.
So you got 9 to 5.
40 hours a week.
So at home, you might spend like maybe 3 to 5 hours with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even spend like 2 hours just being attentive. Some days you might both break off and be like, I want to do stuff I want to do. So like at the end of the day, you might be spending your time more with someone at work and bonding with them more than your person at home. That's probably why during COVID, everybody got them divorces.
Yeah. Because like, they realized they like each other for real.
I was like, I hate you
for real. I gotta spend all day with you?
My work husband will buy me DoorDash.
Thanks.
Work husbands be buying DoorDash out there. Yo, guys,
yes, work husbands treat you right, okay? Get you a good work husband. If you ain't learned nothing from this episode, get you a good work husband or a good work wife. And in that way, you don't even have to be in a real relationship, you know?
I remember one job, I had lunch every day because every girl would buy me a different, order me DoorDash. It was nice. It was love.
Child. And then you have a forever lunch buddy, you know what I'm saying? Go to lunch with your work wife.
But if you are upper management and you are in a power role, you cannot date anyone at your job.
Oh, we know.
And you have to sit alone at lunch. Blah, blah, all the time. Or you have to sit with your manager.
That's no.
Nah, I'm in human resources now, so I actually gotta do that.
What?
I literally sit alone.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you should be able to sit with whoever you want. That does not insinuate that you are messing with them. You can still sit with, like, that's just like if a manager is sitting with their employee. Oh, I can't sit with you because you my manager? That's stupid.
You always gotta be a little careful out
here. You better than me. I fight that. You're not about to tell me I can't sit with people. I don't even like them. We just cool. We just trying to break bread together. What's wrong with that?
That's true.
I don't understand. I don't know. I'm always arguing.
Well, corporations are getting a little bit more, you know, stricter. And it's crazy because we're in like a 2-job, 3-job economy.
Yeah.
So honestly, you hardly ever see your spouse.
Yeah.
And my whole thought after thinking about dating at the workplace is like experts say, don't do it because honestly, it's just a bad idea. Like,
I think it's too risky. I think it works for people who it works for. Just for me, personally, I'm cool.
And most of the time, the people at work just work and they go home. And it bugs me when dating someone at work because their personality is their job. I cannot date you if your personality is your job. I need you to be you, not you, not your job. Like, you're going to go home, you're going to talk about the job all the time.
Who do that? I don't. I leave my work right at work. I don't care nothing about them people once I leave.
Yeah,
when I'm there, I care.
I forget I work there until I wake up.
Yeah, when I'm there, I care. I care so much. But when I leave, I don't give a fuck.
I don't even say bye. They be like, yo, you never say bye. I said, because my time went up.
Damn. I say bye. I tell them to drive safe and everything.
I'll clock out. And
I got good rapport with my people. You know what I'm saying? You got to build that rapport.
Man, I do everything with these people. But when it's time for me to clock out, I'm done.
Child.
I cannot do it. And like, reflection-wise, I think I need in the future, because I'm not like a job person. So mm-hmm. I don't think I can find someone at a job. And also, like, people don't want to are not very open at jobs. In my experience, they're like,
what you mean people aren't open?
Like, they're gonna be cool with you. But what I mean by not open is like, they gonna want some secretive, because you're working at the job and you're dating them.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
People have
if I'm dating you at the workplace, I really don't want anybody to know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. For real, I could have, like, even with the Walmart situation, that could have been handled a little differently. Like, he could have just been like, I'm seeing somebody. He ain't had to say it was me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like if I was to ever, even though I have no intentions on doing so, if I was to ever date in the workplace, it would just be like, all right, this between me and you, but, like, you know what it is. If somebody tried to pursue you, you would simply say, I am seeing someone.
I mean, but in the future, like, when y'all pop out, when y'all both don't work there anymore, you're going to be like, oh, yo, we're together.
Because honestly, who you dating and what you doing in your personal life is nobody's business.
That's true.
No one's obligated. You are not obligated to tell people who you're dating, you know what I mean, what's going on, who you with now, who you broke up with, why y'all break up. No, it's nobody's business. You do not have to tell people what's going on in your romantic personal life. Like, miss me. If you see us out, you see us out. If you don't, you don't. Mind your business.
That's true. I honestly think that's really true. Like, it's up to, and I think, like, it's up to the people who are in a relationship not to feel that, like, they have to explain to other people. You chose that person, so that's who you chose. Like, sometimes I think we kind of, like, as a group of people, we date for the image of dating somebody.
Some people do.
I'm with a bad John, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some people do. Some people date
some guy,
yeah,
and I only know that this is a bad job because my friend would date them.
Mm-hmm. Some people date, you know, strictly for looks, and then, you know, it don't work out because they a piece of shit. They look good, but they ain't worth a damn. So,
but also, like, it depends on how much money and you have. Like, I've seen modern day women, makeup off all the time. You know what I mean? Like, they dress up when they can.
Yeah.
And you might be like, oh, they look average.
Mm-hmm.
But if these same women get money and they got time to actually get dressed all the time and they had the resources, you'd be like, oh, they look like a celebrity. Oh, they look like a model.
Man, looks fade.
They do, too.
Looks fade. And if you're not a great person at the core of you, that's what really matters. Don't get me wrong. I do have to be attracted to you. But I will say that can't be the starting, like, reasoning as to why I'm talking to you or why I'm dating you, because at the end of the day, looks fade. Like, let's be clear. So one day you can get ugly, and then what I'm gonna do? Now you ugly and you got a terrible personality. What am I supposed to do with that? I can't live like that.
That's true.
So yeah,
we're gonna end this on the reflection question.
Okay,
that rhymes.
Hey,
so with dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say as a woman? What do you want? Because I can say as a man, when a coworker said this, all a man want is respect, and he just wants to give his wife everything he can once he feels confident that she respects him.
Mm-hmm. What do I want?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in dating?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's like a broad question.
You can give me three examples. Like three traits.
Three traits that I would want in a man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could do that. Okay, so we talking non-physical.
I mean, if you want.
So three physical, three non-physical, three physical?
It's up
three
to you.
Three non-physical. All right, we're going to do non-physical.
You can be a non-physical.
We're going to do non-physical.
You can give me a financial.
We're going to do three non-physical. So three non-physical things that I love in a man. is number one, effective communication. We are adults. We are not children at this big age. If you cannot effectively communicate with me, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Like, don't talk to me, because I'm an adult first and I'm going to effectively communicate. I don't care how it come out. Well, no, I'm lying. I do care about how it come out, but I'm never going to leave you wondering or try to put the pieces together, or try to figure out what's going on. I'm always going to communicate with you how I feel. And I expect you to do the same. Because that is the number one reason arguments and little bullshit happen, because people don't know how to effectively communicate. So yeah, that's number one, effectively communicate. Number two, damn, I feel like I got more than three. it's hard to narrow it down. Number two, self-awareness. You have to be a self-aware individual. I don't have time for you to not know how you come off to people. I don't have time for you to be being an asshole for no reason. I don't have a time for you to just be, you know, someone who doesn't know their self. You don't know yourself and you don't know how you come off to people. I don't like that, because you are grown. So find yourself before you try to pursue someone else. You cannot be with somebody else. You don't even know who you are. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. So a very high level of self-awareness would be number two. Number three, you have to be romantic. Like, I am a hopeless romantic. Like, I be wanting my life to be like the rom-coms, low-key. But it's like, I'm really a hopeless romantic. Like, I like, you know, random, like, gifts for no reason. Like, stuff that don't even have to cost you nothing. Like, it could be like a summer day and you be like, you know what, let's like have lunch in the park. Like, let's have a picnic or something. Like, something that's very much free or low cost. Because I feel like a lot of men think that when it comes to being romantic, they have to spend a lot of money. Like, they have to make grand gestures. Like, I have to get the 100 bouquet of roses for, you know, you to put on Instagram. Yo,
I'm gonna lie, the 100 bouquets be like $300.
Child, they are expensive. So it's just like, yeah, don't get me wrong. Would I love something like that? Hell yeah. But what I'm saying is that I like thoughtfulness. Like, I like when a man is thoughtful and just romantic, like, but naturally romantic, because romance is something you cannot teach. You either got it or you don't. Because if you could do it every now and again, it's like, it's not natural to you. You just doing it to, you know, so I don't say nothing. But it's like, if it comes natural to you, that's even better. Like, you know, you come home one random day and the candles is lit and you done cooked dinner, like, free. That's free. You already got the crib. You just add little touches or whatever to make it a little bit more romantic that day. She gave me
millions of dollars worth of game over here.
$1 million worth of game. It's like, men do not understand that women, we are very much simple. We start to add on all the extra shit because we start to feel like we're not appreciated. That's when you start to get into the women saying, oh, you need a man to make this much money. And don't get me wrong, it's women out there that feel that way. But at the same time, it's like, if you treating a woman a certain type of way, she's going to stand, like, she's going to let her guard down. She's going to let her guard down. Because it's like, we like romantic shit. We just do. Like, I'm sorry. We do. Like, so yeah. Romance has to be romantic. Have to like the date. You got to like the date. And I don't care if you spent $0 or you spent whatever you feel like is a suitable amount. Gotta be, like, I like a nigga that be like, what's your schedule looking like? You free on Friday? Bet. Friday at 8:00, be dressed and ready. We going here. I made a reservation. Like,
I won't lie, if I did that before, and on the people who don't show up on like the first or second attempt, Lord, I'll stop talking to you.
If you don't show up, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's I'm crazy. Not going to talk to you at all. They will text me back. I'll just stop calling. I'll stop texting.
So what I will say with that type of move, you got to know your audience, because that's a bold move. So you got to know that the woman is into you to where as though she would accept. It can't be a situation where it's like you like her and you just decided to reach out to her and say, hey, I'm going to take you out. And then, I mean, no, you got to fill out the situation. This one person
gave me a number, so I assume.
Yeah, no. I feel like you got to fill out the situation a little bit. Just to make sure that y'all on the same page. So that way when you do drop that, she is like, all right, okay, I see you. Like, you got plans. So, yeah.
All right. And one more follow-up. How do you feel? I know a lot of guys out there feel as though, all right, well, I'm paying all the bills. I'm tired. Why should I give this extra effort to be romantic? I'm already tired. Why am I not doing enough? Paying for everything and, you know, making sure we're well established and things are taken care of in the physical world.
No, I'm still going to expect you to be romantic, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm still going to expect you to be romantic because I'm still going to be romantic. I'm going to make sure, you know, dinner is cooked. I'm going to make sure the house is clean. If you're paying all the bills and taking care of me or whatever, and like my money is my money, but you're taking care of everything in the house and I have like maybe little insignificant things to take care of, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure that everything pertaining to that house is up to speed. Like, I'm going to make sure that. And then on top of that, I'm romantic. So I'm never going to ask a man for things that I can't provide. Like, if I'm not emotionally intelligent, if I'm not a person who has good communication, if I'm not romantic, how can I ask all of these things of a man and I can't even give it to him? So me personally, but I have a very high emotional intelligence. That's another thing I like for men to have, but we was talking about three.
We gotta do one step at a time. Yeah. We evolving.
I have a really high emotional intelligence. So I'm never gonna ask a man of anything that I can't give. So and me asking you to be super romantic, it's because I'm gonna be super romantic. Like, you just might come home one day and I just have like a little box on the bed and I done brought you some sneakers, or you know, you come home and I got the rose petals on the floor and I done cooked you dinner. You know what I'm saying? But like, romantic, you know, candles lit and all that. Like, I might call, tell you what you doing tonight. Nothing. All right, bet, we going somewhere.
They getting the mac and cheese?
They might get that mac and cheese. They
get the vegan mac and cheese.
You know what I'm saying? Without having to ask. So it's just like, I'm really romantic. So it's like, because I'm so romantic, I expect to get the, like, the reciprocation. I expect that type of energy to be reciprocated because I'm going to give that to you because I'm naturally a giver. I naturally like to take care of the man I'm with. If we together, I'ma spoil you. I'ma spoil you. Simple as that. And that's why I end up in these long ass relationships. Like, I'm going to take care of you.
That like, you so good at it, kind of makes you scared to start being good at it again.
Yeah, honestly, for real, because it's like I'm really going to. I'm really just too good of a person, to be honest. That's how I be feeling, for real. And it's like, everybody don't deserve that type of treatment. You can't give that to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to pick and choose. And then you got to pick wisely. And then you don't want to fuck up and then be in the same child. But yeah.
Well, I get it.
Yep.
And pretty much with that, just keep doing what you're doing. You're definitely an exception and a leader. A leader in the community. With reciprocation and emotional intelligence.
Everybody always say I'm the exception. I want to believe there's more women out here like me. I don't think I'm an outlier.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was getting. Thank you. You just remind me was we're all scared to show our emotion. And we're having a contest lately with the who could show the least emotion. And the fact that you show emotion and the other person shows emotion, that's when the magic's going to happen for you.
Right.
When you're not playing, you know, hide and seek with how you're feeling.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? Most people just, they get this kick off of saying, well, I care less. So,
right.
And she cares more. So that's what's important. Whoever cares less is the winner in this new generation.
So strange.
Which is so strange. And, you know, if you're raised on love.
Mm-hmm.
You can be raised in poverty and still raised in love, so it's not a poor thing.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
yeah, that's it's 100% true.
Yep, and that's why I kind of wanted to end it with this episode. So, see you next time,
yay.
And thank you for tuning in.
We need like an outro, like medium ghetto.
There it is. That is the outro. All
right, y'all. Till next time.
It's medium ghetto when we think you watching for listening, viewing, and tuning on in. Joining the left of the facts and for summers to cap, we can't wait till we do it again. You know we love you and we gonna see you next time again. Thank you for joining the gang. If they ask about us, don't fret, just tell them we medium ghetto, it's all in the name. Yeah.